First, we're getting the latest news on the police shooting of an unarmed black man in Madison about a month ago.
On March 6th, Madison police officer Matt Kenny shot and killed 19-year-old Tony Robinson on Madison's east side. Because the shooting involved police, Wisconsin law dictates an outside agency conduct an investigation into the incident. Tony Robinson's family initially said they trusted the state investigation, but at a press conference yesterday, their spokesperson said they'd lost faith in the process.
Nico Savage is here with us to talk about yesterday's conference and the latest news surrounding this investigation. Nico Savage is a crime and police reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Nico, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
So as we mentioned, there's this press conference yesterday with Tony Robinson's family and a friend, a spokesperson. What did they say at this conference?
Well, there were a couple of points that they wanted to make at the press conference. Jerome Flowers was a family spokesman speaking on behalf of the family. Tony Robinson's mother was standing beside him out in front of the Dane County Courthouse on yesterday, which marked a month since the shooting. Basically, the two big points that they touched on were that the family does not believe that the investigation into the March 6th shooting is fair, and that they also would like to see the officer involved, Officer Matt Kinney. They want to see criminal charges filed against him by Dane County's district attorney. Currently, that case is being reviewed by the DA's office. It's been there since March 27th, and there's been no kind of announcement as far as a timeline for when any sort of decision might be made. But the family now says that it does want to see criminal charges filed against the officer involved.
And that seems to be a change of message. Previously, they said, let's let this investigation go through. There seemed to be some trust from the family, in this process. Did they give an indication of why that has changed?
Well, yeah, you're right. It is a change from previous statements the family's made. Last month, you had Robinson's mother saying that she did have faith in that investigation, and the family saying that they couldn't say yet if they believed he should. It's in part because they say that they don't believe the investigation is truly impartial. So what they say is that the Madison Police Department was allowed to pick the Division of Criminal Investigation, the state agency that's investigating it, and they say that MPD has assisted in the investigation. And to them, they believe that while that might be within the letter of the state law that requires those outside investigations, they believe it's not truly independent. Now, the police department has been quick to point out throughout this process that they're not the ones kind of leading that investigation, right? That it is being led by state investigators, that it's in their hands. But family members and activists with Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition, they also said yesterday that they, as for all intents and purposes, don't see a difference between the Division of Criminal Investigation and the Madison Police Department, because those are all law enforcement agencies. That's why the group has basically tried to seek some outside relief from the United Nations.
That's right. There's a petition asking the United Nations to investigate this shooting and Madison more generally, and the United States more generally, when it comes to these issues. What are they calling for in this petition?
Right. So this petition has about 1,100 signatures online. It calls for an investigation from the United Nations Human Rights Council, the Organization of American States. It's also addressed to the Secretary of State, John Kerry. It calls for an investigation of the shooting of Tony Robinson, as well as one into the broader issue of racial disparities in Madison and Dane County.
Now, can you set the scene for us? Just describe what the mood was like at this conference and a small protest that led up to it.
Right. So like I said, Monday marked 1 month since the shooting. The protesters gathered at the home on Williamson Street where Robinson was shot. They then marched behind a banner reading Black Lives Matter from that home up to the Dane County Courthouse, where Jerome Flowers, the family spokesman, addressed reporters and addressed the crowd for out in front of the courthouse. About 50 people were taking part, obviously not as big as some of the biggest demonstrations that have happened, but you also had protest leaders there from Young, Gifted, and Black, who said that whenever the decision is announced, and whether that decision is that the officer will or won't face charges, that they want people to gather, people who are supportive of their cause, to gather at the home on Williamson Street for demonstrations and whatever might come, demonstrations that will follow that. So,
talking to Nico Savage from the Wisconsin State Journal about the latest in a police-involved shooting in Madison. And now you mentioned watching for the decision on whether or not to indict the officer involved. The district attorney, Dane County District Attorney Ismael Ozan,
right,
has gotten the results of the outside investigation from the State Division of Criminal Investigation. Do we have a timeline on when he will make the decision to indict or not?
Well, we do not. And like I said, that investigation has been with the district attorney's office since March 27th. It is currently under review. You know, when we've talked with Madison police officials, they say that they think, and they're very clear in reiterating that they don't know, that this is just what they think, that it would take at least 2 weeks after the district attorney first got those results in order to get toxicology results from Tony Robinson. But then also, you know, if you think about it, it's probably a huge report. You know, we've heard hundreds of pages of something that the family's attorney has mentioned, and the state DCI report is not the only one they'll be looking at. There's also medical examiner reports and toxicology, like I mentioned. So a lot of information to go through. The district attorney hasn't given any indication of when a decision will come, but MPD and I know some other agencies have basically asked for about a 24 hours heads up before that decision is announced, so that they can get you know, people ready to go, and so that they can also, I believe, reach out to kind of community leaders and that sort of thing and get them prepared for what may or may not be coming.
On the other side of things here, we've seen documents released by the police department, not directly pertaining to this investigation, but related to Tony Robinson's family, to the house in which this happened, and to the officer's past. Can you talk about that a little?
Sure. So these documents, hundreds of pages of them, were released Friday afternoon. Now, the family of Tony Robinson, they took issue with this. They basically said that it boiled down to an attempt to kind of try him in the eyes of the public because they're releasing information on previous law enforcement contacts that he was involved in. And they're also pointing out that those, you know, those prior contacts and those records, that those don't have anything to do with the shooting that happened on March 6th. And indeed, police did not release records from the shooting itself. What the records covered was everything from Officer Kenny's personnel file, reports about a 2007 officer-involved shooting in which Officer Kenny killed a 48-year-old man but was later exonerated in that. Also, like I mentioned, and like you mentioned, prior police contacts at 1125 Williamson Street, prior police contacts with Tony Robinson. So MPD says that all of these documents that they released had been requested either by reporters or others under state open records law. So that what they say is they're not, you know, doing this to attempt to make any, and the chief wrote about this on his blog yesterday, not trying to cast any dispersions on Tony Robinson. They're trying to comply with open records laws, is what the department says. And indeed, in those records, you know, you see there have been a number of police contacts with Tony Robinson, but in the vast majority of cases, he's either listed as, you know, a victim. There are cases that involve him as a child and domestic disputes between his parents, either that or there are cases where he is a witness. And then there is also the 2014 conviction that was on his record for armed robbery and a lot of information about that. But, you know, definitely a mix, and the family says they're concerned that it's being painted as, you know, a number of law enforcement contacts that he's had over his life.
And one last wrinkle now in this story, the family of Tony Robinson asking the DA to view results of a private autopsy.
Right.
So is there, does this usually happen? Is this something that a DA might usually look at, or is this a case where nothing is as usual in this story?
Sure. Well, you know, I'm honestly not sure if that's something that he would consider. I know that it's something the family is asking for. Their attorney says that autopsy was done in just a couple of weeks ago at UW Hospital, but the family has not really said what new information is going to come from that. They say that there is new information there that hasn't been previously reported or previously given to the DA, and that they want to give that information to them. I haven't said exactly what that will be. It'll be interesting to see. They basically want the DA to meet with them and to discuss the results of that private autopsy before releasing his decision, or making his decision, I should say, on whether or not to charge the officer.
Now, this story got obviously captured the attention in the immediate Madison area, a lot in Wisconsin, and was the focus of some national news, just given similar stories around the country. Do you sense that that's going to return when this decision from the DA to indict or not comes out?
I think that's a good question. You know, it'll sort of depend on what we see here. I think one reason why there was obviously that, well, we know why there was the immediate attention on it, right? All of the other incidents that have involved police killing black men across America. However, I think one of the reasons why we saw that dissipate was, frankly, that there was not the sort of continuing drama here that you had in a place like Ferguson, right? You had Ferguson each night. You had police and protesters squaring off, and the possibilities of violence and the possibilities of police using force to quell those demonstrations. Well, you didn't really see that here in Madison, right? You had peaceful protests, no reports of of property damage or arrest, that kind of thing, in the immediate aftermath. But of course, as we get into to what's going to happen after the decision is released, we're not really sure. The protest leaders from Young, Gifted, and Black expressed some frustration with the way that's been talked about in the media. Basically, what they said is, you know, they are being repeatedly asked, will there be violence after the decision is announced? And what they pointed out is that no one from their organization has been talking about violence. What they say is that it's police who are being violent toward African Americans in Dane County, and they say it's an attempt to kind of frame the issue or to reframe it as the possibility of violence from people who are upset over the outcome.
Nico, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Nico Savage, crime and police reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He was with us to talk about the latest news surrounding the investigation into the police shooting of Tony Robinson.